I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Love it, baby.
Presented by G2G Bars.
This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, welcome back. It is Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, former President Donald Trump was just indicted. First president, I believe, this has ever happened to, apparently for hush money.
Hush puppies, those are good.
I know. I wonder how much money would you take?
For a hush puppy?
No.
Not much.
No, for hush money.
Free.
So if I came on the show and I said, how much if I could just keep you hushed, like.
What's that about? Because if it's like, hey, man. You better shut up. Don't tell anybody I ate that ice cream sandwich.
I'm just talking in general. You know.
Yeah, I'm a. Give me.
How much could you be bought for?
But that's the thing. Is like, what am I? Am I hushing about you? Am I hushing about myself?
Just hushing.
Okay.
Like,
if you're paying me hush money.
Yeah.
To hush about you.
No. Just a hush.
Just a hush in general. Yeah. Well, I have to think, like, because there's a lot of people who probably would want me to
hush. Is that possible?
No. I talk for a living, Scott. Why would I hush for anybody?
I know, but maybe I could get you to talk less.
Sorry, did you say hush puppies?
Hush.
I don't know what we're talking about.
I just
Are we talking about Stormy Daniels? Isn't that,
no, I'm talking
that doesn't
about,
come up much on this show.
I'm talking about how much
Jeremy's
I could pay you to talk less.
Six figures.
Six figures?
Yeah, somewhere.
Is that like six figures with a decimal point and two
How
zeros?
How long? No. How long?
Okay, I can get with that.
Okay. I want your NFL pension for me to shut up.
Done.
I will take it. I'm not kidding. I'll walk out right now if you transfer it over to me, your NFL pension. Okay?
I think I can have a beneficiary. You'd be my beneficiary. It's possible I could do that.
Scott just puts down on the thing. I bequeath to Unrivaled, the radio program, for Jeremy and Alex to split my pension. And I'm like, Scott has survived by his radio show. Put Jeremy and Alex in parentheses. All right,
let's do it.
I'll hush up right now. Ooh, but hush puppies are underrated. You know what a hush puppy is, right, Jer?
You get the right kind of hush puppies. Yeah. You really have
They
got to
be on more on the sweet side, but don't forget about the savory, too.
And if you can get a special butter with them that, you know, a really good flavored butter.
Soy loco por los cornballs. That's a little Arrested Development reference there. All right. Where are we? Oh, for now, I'm not hushed, though, right? For now, I'm not hushed.
No.
I don't want to be hushed, especially for this segment, because I Okay, here, in order of things that I like to watch the most, college football one, NFL two.
F1.
No, F1 is a side gig, man. New podcast went up, by the way.
It went up?
Yeah, it went up.
Went up or down? What does that mean?
No, I mean, I'm saying it's up now. You can listen to it.
Oh, you can actually listen to it. Oh.
I do not
have. What the heck have you been doing with it forever?
No.
You finally,
it's up.
Oh.
It's up.
Get all the bugs worked out.
But see, that's the thing. Is like I dedicate
what is it,
more time.
Euro League soccer? Is that?
No.
Is that a thing?
No, I don't watch that. I don't. I mean, I can watch some EPL. I can get involved in some English Premier League. But it goes college football, NFL, and then NBA's right there. Probably right behind the NFL.
Hey, pickleball's the fastest growing sport in America.
Thanks. Boy, you and I both watch the same shows on Apple TV. Oh, so The Shrinking is a great show. Jeremy, you'd love it. Have you seen it yet?
I want to. I have
Please
not yet.
Start it. Yeah. Please start it. Wholesome-ish, which I think is like a – if a show is kind of wholesome, I kind of like it.
It has a good message.
Yes, and, overall.
Very well written.
It's human. Anyway, yeah. Bottom line is this.
They swear like sailors.
Yeah, I got to settle down for that. Yeah. I've turned a new leaf.
Okay, I want to get back
I want to go back to this. The NFL is – there's an unnamed NFL owner, and we've heard this talked about before.
But what if it's Daniel Snyder?
Then we don't believe him. But this owner believes that there is going to be an NFL division eventually. Two London teams and two Germany teams. Can we not joke around? And when you say unnamed, we're talking about Shad Khan, right?
Right.
We're talking about the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who basically is like a foot in London half of the year anyway. So,
is Walmart international or just in the U.S.?
I mean, it's everywhere, but it's an American family. I mean,
I know they have it in like
no, they have
like
it everywhere.
Panama.
They have it, everywhere. It was the only place in Argentina where we could get peanut butter. That's where you went to the Walmart. That's what people like. Walmart. So, can the NFL support a four-team division? I'm talking about AFC East, NFC East. And AFC way east. I don't know what we're talking about here.
Well, you have two divisions.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So there's the NFC and the AFC.
Those are conferences, yeah.
And you'd have two teams from each conference?
I mean, I guess you have to figure it out.
Or do you have divisions? Is it a division of the two conferences, or is it a new conference all in and of itself?
See, I think they'd have to work that out. Because if you're going to do it, the two London teams, or maybe you make one London team and one German team, the NFC, and you make one London team and one German team, the AFC. Either way, I'll just tell you this. I do not want watered-down competition. I'm not saying European competition. I'm saying from an expansion standpoint, if you added four teams, I think you could maybe try to pull off a London franchise for a minute. But, Scott, you played in the World League. You saw how nuts the fans are there in Europe. I'm not disagreeing with the fact that the NFL Europe that came out of that, the Rhine Fire, et cetera, the Barcelona Dragons, I'm okay with those teams popping up. What I'm saying is that you cannot support four teams expanding in the NFL. You will likely water down the talent pool, and the NFL has to be very careful.
I don't know that I agree with that.
Do you suddenly get enough talent for four teams?
You have Chase Daniel, who's sitting on the bench.
Hey, Lamar Jackson and Cam Newton are ready now.
Yeah, there are guys that could extend careers. I mean, there's plenty of players that get up there in the 7, 8, 9 years in their career who could still play and play very well in the NFL. I don't think the talent level And if it's just four teams, you know, you're really going to do it. But what you're also going to bring along with it, very little talent is being developed in other parts of the world. Now, you've seen punters come from Australia and they play Australian rules football. And of course, you have rugby, and there's a lot of carryover with those sports. Quite frankly, I think there's significant carryover with soccer. Just the foot development that these players get from playing soccer definitely translates into football. And you don't have players.
Did you just try to explain to me that the way we're going to get more talent in the NFL in the European division is you can get more soccer players playing football?
What I'm saying
is not the answer.
No, it is the answer, because you don't have to. You only have four teams, and you've got a massive population base that just hasn't. And the NFL actually has developmental programs in younger ages over in Europe. So there are people at a younger age that are being introduced to the sport of football. And you just have to find, I'm not saying you're going to feed these teams, but you're going to start an interest with these younger players who are homegrown. You know, they didn't think there were basketball players that were going to come from Africa either. And look at, or even Europe for that matter. And all of a sudden you look at these Eastern European countries and other places that are now some of the best players in the NBA are coming out of these programs.
Okay, so you played in Europe. When you were in the World League, you played some of these European teams. What was the talent like? I mean, because they were all
talent from the
United
America.
States. I know. Yeah. And
this has been, 1992. I mean, it's been 30 years ago.
So are we talking about?
But I will tell you, in 1992.
Would you need to have a couple of guys from Europe on a team?
I don't think that needs to be a requisite. But I think if you're going to have teams professionally, you're going to start to gain interest from people. They're going to go, man, I want to be one of those players when I grow up. And having an ability to develop younger talent definitely has to be in the plans of the NFL, and it's a virgin ground. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity potentially that could be there. It's really kind of where the NFL needs to expand. Just seeing what kind of interest there is in sports around the world that the NFL has no market in. Like they don't capture in it. I mean, baseball captures markets in other countries and they have this showcase that they just put on, and basketball's capturing other parts. And, of course, tennis and golf and a lot of sports have a big audience around the world. And American football is just in America and maybe Canada, but you don't see it in Mexico. You see baseball and you see soccer and you see.
I don't want to just have a division. Like, are they talking about 50 years in the future? We're going to see the NFL get so popular across the world. I guess what I'm saying is when you have four NFL teams in Europe, if you were to have that, an NFL division, you're talking about trying to figure out, you would keep a couple of teams here
for a
month or two, and you'd have the other teams over there. Yeah. You'd have some teams traveling and maybe playing a couple teams over there in Europe for a couple of weeks. I know that they could probably figure it out, but I'm not sure.
How it starts, Alex, I don't care. Have four teams. Whatever. And how it starts is one thing. I mean, the Seattle Seahawks were an expansion team at one time, and now they're a staple of the NFL. Just get it started is what I'm saying. Because, I mean, I could ultimately see having two divisions over in Europe. They have their playoffs. They have their Super Bowl. And then you have a Super Bowl over here, and then you have a Super Bowl between Europe and the United States. And it's think of the Ryder Cup and how popular an event that is in sports, or the World Cup that you have in soccer. And it's just very forward thinking to think about this. And there's a whole population base in Europe who's very sports fanatical. And I've seen, I was in Germany in 1992. 48,000 people came to our game, and they all showed up four hours. Every person was at the game 4 hours before the game. Now, they were in the beer gardens, and they were all drinking the beer, but the beer got them there. And they stayed.
By the way, they have beer is also a draw in the United States for these NFL games.
We were beating this team by we were killing them at halftime. None of the fans left. They just switched allegiances. So then they started cheering for us in the second half.
So they're like, here are the guidelines to being a sports fan. Well, you don't lose.
Like, you just whatever team wins, that's your team. And so there is an interest. I really believe that the NFL would not spend the time every year to send multiple teams over there. They just wouldn't do it unless there's something going on.
You know what is funny is I'm watching. I know this is off of this topic, but it's baseball opening day today, and you've got.
Pitch clock.
The pitch clock's new. I mean, they're doing it all spring training, but they're showing these highlights of this pitch clock situation. And they're one of the Cubs pitchers, Stroman, who had a couple of pitch clock violations, I guess, just whatever you call it. He had a couple of pitch clock violations, like started clapping at the ump when he got a strikeout at one point. Like the umpire made the rules on the strike. Like, he's like, hey, because he called him, and they do this whole thing now. It's all new when they go, whoa, you know, nope, don't pitch it. And then they do the little hand signal on the watch, like, hey, man, pitch clock was violated. It's 1-0. You get a ball, right? It's a ball. And so then he starts talking, like, smack to the umpire, like, yeah, let's go. I just struck him out despite the fact you called me on the pitch clock.
Well, it's too bad that the manager doesn't have the ability to call timeout. You know, the play clock's running down. You just call timeout.
Yeah. What about the thing where they do the – because there's that – and then there's also the element of...
Could you call time? I wonder if you could call
the
time.
The knee has to be...
No, I'm talking about the manager.
No, he can't. No.
Couldn't the manager just say, hey, time?
Yeah, and he could run out, and he could probably run out to the...
Timeout. Hey,
he could,
time.
Yeah, he could go over to the... Not while the guy's in his windup, though. You can't be like, time, because they'll walk out to the mound, and you can't have a bunch of chats on the mound either, you know? You go out to the mound, and then everybody from the infield comes in, and they go, hey, guys, I was just trying to waste some time here so we didn't waste the pitch clock. Sorry, go ahead. But that's the thing is, think about the shot clock, right? Or think about the – because the shot clock is point – it's like 1.0 or 1.3 seconds left. They wait if the ball is touching that hand and you see the red around the thing. And then in the NFL, you have the play clock go to zeros. And sometimes the ref goes, yeah, I'm good. Like, I'm not going to throw it. So which one is it? Are they going to be – because they have to have their knee, what, down or up? By the time the pitch clock is going, they have to be in the full knee up.
Probably
windup.
in a motion toward, you know.
Yes. So I think it has to be coming down before the clock hits zeros, and so they've been calling it. But I want to see the clock up, and I want to see it matched up with the guy, because then I want to make the call too. That's what makes when you're watching games, you'd be like, oh no, he got it off in time. He got it off in time. All right. And can you review it? That's the other thing. You can review a lot in baseball now, but can you review that? Probably not. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. When we return, let's have this conversation. We're going to chat a little bit about the Pac-12 and how that deal is kind of taking a back seat for now. The powers that be are going to be meeting in April, but not like the very, very beginning of April. Their next meeting apparently is April 10th. So what is the movement right now? Apparently nothing. So stay with us. More to go. Men, ReMedical is Utah's only physician-owned and operated wellness clinic offering ED treatments that are discreet, non-invasive, and customized for your needs. ReMedical, renew, restore, reclaim. Visit ReMedical.com. We'll come back. More to go right here on Unrivaled 97.5 VKSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.